Hello and welcome to another episode of Advanced English with Angela and Anna. Make sure you've got your notebook ready and let's learn. Hey everybody, after 3 weeks of collocation episodes, today we're returning to idioms. I hope you are listening while you're hungry, as we're going to be telling you all about idioms using food.
Okay, so to get into it, our first idiom is apple of one's eye, or the apple of a person's eye. And this means someone who is adored by someone. For example, baby Daniel is the apple of his mother's eye. So it's someone who is adored. They are the most important person in your life.
They can't do anything wrong.
Your true love.
Exactly. Okay, our next one is to have a bun in the oven, which means that someone is pregnant. Mm-hmm. Okay, and our example is, have you heard that Rebecca has a bun in the oven?
Next, we have bad egg. And this is a person who is often in trouble. For example, I hope my child isn't hanging around with any bad eggs.
Okay, and next we have big cheese, which is used to describe a very important person, or abbreviation VIP. Mm-hmm. Okay, and our example is, I thought my interview would just be with the general manager, but it was actually with the big cheese.
Next we have butter someone up. And this is used when someone is extra nice to someone, but normally for selfish reasons. Like, you're being extra nice and you have an ulterior motive.
Yeah, you want something normally from this person.
Yeah. So for example, we'll have to butter mom and dad up before we tell them we broke the TV. Or maybe you want something from a friend. So I'm going to have to butter them up by buying them dinner before I ask them to drive me to the airport.
Exactly. Okay, and next we have to have one's cake and eat it too. Okay, which means to want more than your fair share of something, or more than what you need of something. And our example is, Terry wants to have his cake and eat it too. He wants to be single, but at the same time, he doesn't want me to date anyone else.
Oof, too much. Next, we have cheesy, which means someone who is silly, or something which is over the top, or it's silly or romantic, but in a cheesy way.
Yeah, like it's a bit over-exaggerated.
Yeah. So, for example, I just hate cheesy romantic movies. Or imagine you were somewhere and someone made a big show to express their love. You'd be like, oh, that's so cheesy.
Okay, our next one is cool as a cucumber, which we use to describe someone who is very relaxed and calm, but all of the time, that you never see them getting stressed or worked up, no matter what situation they are in. And our example is, even though everyone else was very stressed and panicked as the deadlines approached, Dave was still as cool as a cucumber.
Mm-hmm. Next, we have cream of the crop. And this means to be the best, but the best of the best. Really the greatest. So, for example, Hannah is the cream of the crop in her class. So she is the best by a lot.
And always getting the best marks, but in everything. Mm-hmm. Okay. Our next one is don't cry over spilled milk, which means not to get upset over something that has happened and that you can't change what has happened. It's happened, and no matter how much you want to change it, you can't. Okay, and our example is, I know you didn't mean to spill the red wine on my white shirt, so don't cry over spilled milk.
Next we have not my cup of tea. And this is used to describe something that you don't really enjoy or something you don't like. For example, I tried surfing last summer, but it really wasn't my cup of tea.
Okay, next up we have to egg someone on, which means to urge them or encourage them to do something. And in general, it's used a bit more in like bad, to do something bad, rather than you're not going to hear being used about like encouraging somebody to apply for a job or something like this. And so our example is, when Adam and Robert started to fight, the rest of the pupils started to egg them on.
Next we have full of beans, and this is used to describe someone who has a lot of energy. For example, The students were absolutely full of beans today and couldn't sit still or concentrate.
Oh, I've had many classes like that.
Yep.
They're not great. Okay, our next one is a hard nut to crack, which we use to describe a person who is difficult to understand. Okay, our example is George is a hard nut to crack when something is bothering him. So you know something's bothering him, but he's not going to tell you exactly what it is.
Next, we have another one that's about nuts, and it's in a nutshell. And this is used to sum something up simply and quickly. So in a nutshell, I'm having a really bad day. So imagine you talk to your friend for 10 minutes explaining so many things, and then finally, instead of saying, in summary, I'm having a really bad day, you just say, in a nutshell.
Exactly. Okay. And our next one is also with nuts. Yeah. Okay. And this is to be nuts about someone or something, which means you like it or them a lot. Okay. So we can use it with both people and with things. And our example is Tom is absolutely nuts about football. He just loves it, won't stop talking about it, knows everything about it.
Next, we have a smart cookie, and this is used to describe someone who is very intelligent. For example, Emily is such a smart cookie and comes at the top of her class in almost all of her subjects.
Okay, our next one is a piece of cake, which we use to describe something which is very easy. Our example is the English exam was a piece of cake.
Next, we have put all of one's eggs in one basket, which means to rely on one thing. So you're really counting on one thing. So for example, even though I'm majoring in drama, I'm also taking a business course as my parents believe I shouldn't put all my eggs in one basket.
Okay. Next, we have spice things up, which means to make something more exciting. Okay, and our example is, I wanted to spice things up in our living room, so I painted it bright yellow.
Yeah, we also sometimes say, spice up your life, when you're telling someone to, you know, do something more interesting,
or
change
do something
things.
Different, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next we have to spill the beans, and this means to reveal the truth or to share a secret that maybe you weren't supposed to share. For example, I accidentally spilled the beans about my friend's plan to move to a different city.
Next we have to take something with a pinch of salt, which means to not consider something 100% accurate, mm-hmm. to not believe exactly what you're being told. And our example is, I always take what Jasmine says with a pinch of salt, as she is often confused and speaks without knowing all of the details.
And our final idiom of the day is use your noodle, which means to use your brain. And the example is, you're really going to have to use your noodle to complete the Sudoku puzzle, as it's super difficult.
Okay, and that's it for today's episode. We hope you are all nuts about our podcast and keep spreading the words to your friends and family. See you on Friday.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and check out our website, English with Angela and Anna.